Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, Dennis. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Dennis, let's see here. Let's go with this one. What was your parents' go-to punishments when you were growing up if you did something wrong? How did they punish you as a kid?
Standing in the corner with your nose in it, you know?
Until they said it was time that you could stop?
Yeah, or they forgot.
So you look like the lady at the end of the Blair Witch Project. You're standing in the corner of the room with your back to everyone.
Yeah.
And how long would they make you stand there on average?
Average 20 minutes.
And what typically would you do to get in this kind of trouble? Like what would you need to do to have that punishment? Is this like bad grades or in something that you did?
Yeah, more like stuff that I would do. Not so much the grades, like, playing with matches in places where I shouldn't be playing with them, stuff like that.
Okay.
Overall, though, would you say you were a fairly good kid?
For the most part.
With your parents.
Not to get caught.
Hey, man, that's all that matters. Well, I guess that's not all that matters, but I do preach this to my kids, like, look, I know you're going to be up to no good. I know what you and your friends are up to. I get it. The whole thing. If you're caught, that's your ass. Ignorance is bliss. If you don't get caught, I don't know. And it's water under the bridge, man. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right. Just
like my dad always said, either be good or be slick. And right now you're neither. I think he said that to me at least 5,000 yep. times in my life.
Reason we asked, what was your parents' go-to punishment? I got grounded a lot and then just beaten with a belt.
Yeah. I mean, you got spanked or grounded. I mean, that's pretty much all
it was. Normally
spanked,
then grounded.
Did you ever get wall sits?
Get what?
Wall sits.
The hell is that?
You know, like when you sit with like, you know, like in the athletic possession, but your back's against the wall.
No.
Oh, yeah. It was like a common sports punishment. Sometimes we used it in the house, too.
I was going to say, I know that in sports, but really, so your dad would just bring it home and be like, do wall sits.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Your legs just burn.
How long?
Probably 30 seconds or a minute, but like.
It's the longest 30 seconds or minute of your life?
Yeah. Right. It's like doing a plank. Like that minute takes forever.
Yep.
What about you, Mike?
Oh, you know, my dad had the belt, and it was three across the butt.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, I mean, we caught whoopings, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then my grandmother, actually, as nice as my grandma was, if you even got close to a curse word, she would put liquid soap in your mouth.
Damn, liquid soap.
Yeah.
We had a teacher. He was a science teacher. He wasn't very tall. He was probably like 5'6", 5'7".
All right.
And he had the biggest butt that you have ever seen on a white man. He was like Barney Rubble. I don't know how to describe him.
He's like a white Kirby Puckett.
He was just really...
White Kirby Puckett.
He had a butt on him, man. I bet his inseam wasn't any more than 24 inches. And his waist might have been 32. But right. That butt, man, it was huge, right? And he had tree trunks for legs. He was also a tennis instructor and a tennis coach for the high school. But he taught at our middle school. He's in the school system, so he can be a coach.
Yeah.
But we didn't have tennis in middle school.
Sure.
That was a high school sport. So he was the high school tennis coach for both the boys and the girls, all right? And he was a great tennis player, obviously, because he taught tennis to, he did individual lessons for people, and he was a coach. Well, he had a forearm. It was a pretty strong forearm. And when he whipped you with a paddle, he was so short and squatty, and how he came down, he just hit the back of your legs.
Right.
And he never hit your ass, ever, ever. And I mean, you want to talk about, I'd rather get hit in the ass than be paddled in the back of the legs.
Yes.
And that's just his forehand, man.
Because my ass has fat on it.
Because, like, I do remember hearing one time outside, like in the hallway, because we're all in the class listening to this. It's like, damn, man, my ass, not my legs. And it's like after the second one. What was your parents' go-to punishment? Most people have probably heard parents say, I'll watch your mouth or I'll wash it out with soap. But is that just an idle threat these days? A poll asked people if they've ever actually had their parents follow through with washing their mouth out with soap. 12% of people said yes. I've had it done one time.
Really?
One time. And it was Ivory soap. And it tasted terrible.
Did you have a preference? If they said, which bar of soap would you like to use?
Ivory kind of tasted a little bit more powdery in a bar soap kind of way. I can't really describe it.
Right, right.
It just was grittier.
Okay, that makes sense. What was the one with cocoa butter, that kind of yellow?
Dove.
Was it Dove?
Or Caress or whatever.
No, Dove was white.
It may have been Caress. I don't even know if they make that now.
Dial was that yellow bar.
I would not want Dial, mm-hmm. No.
They didn't break it down by age, but from the comments, it sounds like it's more of an old school thing. Yeah. It's not done much anymore. One person says, my mom tried to do it with my sister, and she bit down on the bar and swallowed part of it.
Ew.
My mom completely panicked, and that was the last time that happened. Another joke, does soap actually taste pretty good, from what I can remember.
Somebody here says, if we cursed, we'd either get cayenne pepper on the tongue or scrape our teeth over the bar of soap. Someone else says, my grandmother was Mexican. When we used to say curse words, she'd make us bite into a jalapeno.
Okay. More ways that parents discipline their kids. According to a Brookings article, 26% of men between the ages of 18 and 59 have been spanked or slapped by a parent as a child. I fall into that category.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, 86% of Americans say they were spanked as a child, and baby boomers being the most likely to have spanked, followed by mature people and Gen Xers at 87%. I one thing that I was fortunate enough to never have to deal with was punishing my children in that form or fashion.
I'm never ready to lay a hand on my kid.
That was one thing I promised myself that I would never do to my own child when I was a kid getting beaten.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
just you made that decision. Then.
I made that decision way back then that I would never, grounding, sure, whatever.
Yeah,
no, but never laying a hand. And as far as being grounded, how long are people usually grounded? It depends on their age and what they've done. But as a rule of thumb, if they are 6 to 10 years old, 24 hours, they say, should be long enough to be grounded.
That is a painful 24 hours for the entire family.
But if they're 11 through 17, a few weekends or a week should be enough. So they say, one guy said he was 13. He filled the family car with gazpacho and grounded by his parents up until the age of 18. 5 years is the longest grounding reported.
I mean, that's a pretty... filling a car full of... I mean, basically, you ruined the car.
Well, now that he survived it, it's probably worth it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.